All right, Jav, we'll say good morning. Today's daf is Chaf Aleph. We are picking up on Chaf Amud Beis. Well, we have a lot to do today. So we'll say we left off on Chaf Amud Beis in the wide lines. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 lines up from the bottom. The last two words, line v'chi mehemni. So we'll say, so our shir, this one, our shum, this month are dedicated by Adam Yudit Ben Zev. Le'ilui Nishmas, Adam's grandfather Moshe David Ben Shalom, and in honor of Adam's grandmother Helen Nachman and his parents Eli and Judy Ben Zev, for serving as incredible role models, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant them Arichos Yamim Vishanim. And also with that, let's begin. We Mehemni. So we'll say, if you remember again, the Gemara told the story of Yolsa. Yolsa was the wife of Rav Nachman. So remember again, Yolsa brought a mareh. She brought the steam before Rabbi Arachana, and he was metameit. She then brought it before Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak was metaheret. So remember again, we said, how could that be? The halacha is, once a chacham is metameit something, another chacham can't be metameit. So remember again, we saw the story that Yolsa said to Rabbi Yitzchak, really, this coloration Rabbi Yitzchak always said was tahar. I see he's suffering from some type of eye ailment, and the reason he declared it tamei must be because of compromised vision. To which the Gemara says, to which Rabbi Yitzchak said, okay, and was then metaher the stain. So mimehemni. So ultimately, again, why is she believed in this situation? In the Gemara says, yes, she is. Vatanya ne'emenes ishalomar kazera isi ve'avarti. Rabbi says again, listen to this interesting halacha. If a woman does a bedika and she finds a stain in the bedika cloth. And she comes to the person who's asking the shayla to, and she says, listen, I lost the bedikah cloth, but the color was like so-and-so, right? She pulls out her Home Depot paint chart, right? And says, you know, the color was like this, right? So the halacha is, she's believed. So the Gemara says, Ibailahu, kazatir ish ploni chacham mahu. But say, what happens if she says, let's say a woman goes ahead and has a stain, she's had the same color, she's asked a Rav before, the Rav Paskin that the color is okay, is she simply believed to go ahead and say, you know what, this color before, the particular Rav was Metairit, and if I don't have to show it again, Tashma, Ne'amenes Ishalomar Kazari Isi Vivarativ, Tush Gemara says, yes, because after all, again, a woman is believed to say, I saw this type of color on the bedikah cloth, and then I lost the cloth. To which the Gemara says, well, that's not necessarily a comparable case, because shiny hasam, the lesse lekama. But it could very well be that the halacha is different when the bedikah cloth is no longer in existence. If the bedikah cloth is not in existence, so she may be believed ultimately to say, this was the color and I lost it. But if the bedikah cloth is in existence, it could very well be that the halacha would be that what? That under normal circumstances, we would make her show it. So both say, so the Gemara goes on with this. So first of all, the halacha is that a woman absolutely has ne'emanos on these things. Meaning, if she's absolutely clear on the color, and she knows she's asked the shayla on this color before, and the color is fine, she's not mechuyeves to ask again. That's how we pass the halacha l'maisa. So tashma, the Yolsa, I see Rabbi Yossi, but the issue over here that we're having in the case of Yolsa is a more problematic issue, not with Yolsa. The problematic issue is with Rabbi Bar Chana and Rabbi Yitzchak. Ultimately, again, one Rav giving a conflicting psak with another Rav. So Tashma, the Yolsa, I see Dame Lekamid Rabbi Bar Chana, Vitamile, so Yolsa brought Amare before Rabbi Bar Chana, and he was Metameit, Lekamid Rabbi Yitzchak, Braid Rabbi Yehuda, Vidachile. She then brought it before Rabbi Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yitzchak was metairit. V'hechi avid haki. How could Rabbi Yitzchak have done this? V'atanya chacham shetime in chaver rashay letair. Rabbi say we learned that before. That's what. Once a Rav paskins on something, another Rav doesn't have the ability. Rabbi say now obviously this presupposes that both Rabbanim are capable, right? If somebody paskins, a lot of people paskin a lot of different stuff, right? That doesn't exactly make it a binding psak. But again, assuming that the first person is of the caliber to be able to make a psak, then the second Rav shouldn't come along and contradict it. To which the Gemara says, Varminan, Tamuye have metamile, kevan da amile de choyoma matchile, ki agafna, va idnohu de chashbeine, hader dochila. Shabbos says, so remember again, that's what the Gemara says, what's the context here? The context here is Yolsa said to Rav Yitzchak, I've always shown this color to Rabbi Bar Chana, and he was always metaherit. Today, for some reason, he was metameit, and I think it's because he's suffering from an eye ailment. That's when Rabbi Yitzchak heard that he said, okay, and he declared it tahar. So I'll say, ultimately, again, he's not contradicting Rabbi Yitzchak. Instead, what is he doing? He's accepting Yosa's clarification of events. So I'll say, what do you see from here? Alma mehemnila. So we'll say it's unequivocally clear here that when it comes to l'chos nida, obviously a woman's understanding of the circumstances, she's absolutely believed. To which the Gemara says, that might be true, but there's also another alternative story to this over here, which is Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda Agmarei Samach. We'll say it's also possible that Rav Yitzchak ultimately, again, had a different mesora for this color. So it could be about to say, so look at Rashi's moment, Agmarei Samach, Dipshitale Ditar, Vahai Dehavim Metame Meikari Mushum Kvoda Drab Arachana. Aval Ihavim Mesapkale, Lahavim Samach. I'm supposed to listen to this. See, interestingly enough, it could be that Rabbi Yitzchak had his own mesora. His mesora of Hilchos Nida said that the color that Yalsa showed him was absolutely fine. The reason he originally declared it Tameh was out of deference to Rabbi Yitzchak. Once Rabbi Yitzchak paskined on it, he's not going to re-paskin on it. But once Yalsa said that there's a suffix about what Rabbi Bar Chana said, then Rabbi Yitzchak relied on his own mesora. So in other words, the Gemara wanted to take this as a raya that you see Yalsa is believed, that a woman is believed regarding this. The Gemara says, that might be true, but you might not be able to glean that from this story, because it's also possible that Rabbi Yitzchak's shita regarding this particular color that Yalsa brought to him was that it was tahar. The only reason he declared it tamei was out of deference to Rabbi Yitzchak. But once Yalsa told him the background information to, once Yalsa told him background information to Rabbi Arachana's eye ailment, Rabbi Yitzchak went ahead and then used his own mesorah to paskin on this. Okay, Rabbi, Rabbi, it's not interesting Gemara. Rabbi ra adam balayla v'timei. So Rabbi, listen to this story. So Rabbi one time looked at a mara. One time he looked at a bedika cloth at night, and he declared it tamei. Ra'a bayom v'tiher. He looked at it again by day, and he said that it's tar, meaning it looked different by day. Himtin sha'achos. He waited another hour. Chazer v'timei. And he declared it tamei again. So he says, listen to this. Amar, oili. So right, this is his response. Oh my gosh, what is going, woe to me. Shema ta'isi. Right, maybe I've made a mistake in this psak. The Gemara says, Shema ta'isi? Maybe you made a mistake? Nothing like hitting someone there down, right? Vadaita, you certainly made a mistake. Certainly made a mistake. Disanya, lo yomar chacham. I will say for one simple reason. I will say this is incredible. Why? Lo yomar chacham ilo hayalach hayavadai tamei. I will say, listen to this. When looking at a badika, so a chacham cannot say, the truth is, now it looks okay. But that's because it dried a little bit. Had I seen it when it was moist, then ultimately, again, it certainly would have been a problematic color. Ella, the Gemara says, Ella Amr, Ein lo ledayin, Ella masha in of rose. So we'll say this is actually an incredible, incredible statement, not just for l'chos nida, but for life. Right? Ein ledayin, ladun, Ella masha in of rose. The only thing you can make your judgments based on in life is what you see in front of your eyes. You can't, in other words, you can speculate, and if you speculate, in the davar sof, therefore the only thing you can manage, so therefore I'll say this is incredible for l'chos nida, because this happens all of the time. Sometimes the shayla is asked, and the shayla is not asked immediately. Right, so then the shayla is asked after a couple of hours. Sometimes for different circumstances, shayla could be asked the next day or the day after. In which case, again, it's possible and maybe even probable that the nature of the mara has changed because of passage of time, because of drying up, because of exposure to air, depending where it was left. It's always possible. But at the end of the day, when the psak is rendered, it's rendered based on what the posik, or what the Rav sees in front of him at that time. So the Gemara says, Me'ikara achseke b'tamei. So we'll say, originally, when Rebbe was looking at this, he assumed it was tamei. Kevan de chazal at safra de ishtani. But in the morning, he saw that it had changed. So Amar vaday tar. Hava, it must have been really tar. U'balaylahu delo is chazi shapir. And the reason at night I declared a tame is not because there's wrong with the mara, but rather what? Because I couldn't see properly at night. Kevan de chazal de hader ishtani. But once he saw that it changed again an hour later, Amar hay tamehu. U'mifkach hu dekapach. U'mifkach hu dekamifkach va'azil. Okay, Rashi. Mifkach mara ad mumiso overas. Rather, it just must be that the red itself is fading. Hilchach hadr lemilse kamaisa vitime. Vada mina elo dain elamashin of rose. Hechadalo achze kishuhulach. This will say ultimately again, so the Gemara is just giving us a window into Rebbe. Rebbe didn't know what was happening over here. We'll see, by the way, part of the issue was looking at it at night. So he looked at it at night and he looked at it by day. All of this filled with speculation about what had happened with the stain. So we'll say, so just in general, that's why the halacha accepts the premise of Ein lo ladayon ela masha'in of ros. That at the end of the day, when it comes to Chos Nida, we don't speculate on what was, we paskin based on what is. And even if there's a very real possibility, the way it looks now, ultimately, again, is different than the way it had looked, we paskin based on what it is now. So the Gemara will say, so this story of Rebbe yields the next piece of Gemara. Rebbe, Badak L'Araner. Rebbe obviously used to check Bedikos by candlelight. Right, that's the story we just saw before. Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Yossi Badik Bayom Hamu'unan Beni Amude. Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Yossi would check only on a cloudy day and between the pillars. Right, between the pillars. So we'll say, what's the pshat between the pillars? So between the pillars is a little bit, so first of all, it's cloudy, so the sun's not out. Between the pillars is even a little bit darker. Because of the shadow of the pillars, it's even a little bit more of a muted light. The Gemara says, Amra Rabbi Aybar Shmuel V'kulon Ein botkin osa ella ben chama letzel. Rabbi Ami Bar Shmuel says, and everyone would agree that what? You cannot go ahead and you have to check it ben chama letzel. Mosei ben chama letzel literally means at the point where the sunlight ends and the shade begins. The idea is that we don't check maros. We check maros in daylight, not in sunlight. So you want to check it out. We check it outside by natural light, but ultimately, again, not in the light of the sun, out of a concern that the brightness of the sun ultimately, again, could give you a distorted view of the coloration. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. Bechama uvetzel biyado. So Rashi is over here. Betzel biyado. No sin yado can I get chama al adam eitz. So we'll say so here. Rabbi actually says what you would do is you hold it with tefillin cloth. You hold the sun. You hold your other hand. You know, blocking the sun, and that way again you have the daylight, but not the sunlight. And I will say that is halacha ma'aseh. Halacha ma'aseh is we check bedikos only by daylight. Only by daylight, not in the sun, not directly in the sun, but again, in a shaded area where you have natural light, but not sunlight. The exception to this rule is halach lamaisa, if a woman has a shayla on leil tevila. So shayla on leil tevila, so there are poskim that hold that you could check a bedik cloth by artificial light, if mamish, if it's shayach for that night. But otherwise, in general, again, we try to abstain from that and only check bedikos by natural light. Next. The chamazuk shnei chalakim. So we'll say, remember again, one of the colors that the Mishnah gave was kimazuk, like diluted wine. The ratio of that hue of red, the ratio of diluted wine was two parts water to one part wine. So the Gemara says, Tana, what type of wine? Hashironi nidon ki karmeli. What's the type of chafalif? So apparently, again, so Sharoni wine from the Sharon region, right, is treated like wine from the Carmel. The Gemara says, Chai, velo mazog. These type of wines, ultimately, again, were their redness was measured undiluted, right? Chai means raw, meaning unprocessed. Velo mazog, and not diluted. Chadash, new wine. Velo yashan, not old wine. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdumi. Vechulan in botkin osa ela bekos teveria. They both say this is very interesting. And all of the wines, you check them in a glass cup made in Teveria. Teveria glass. I'll say, what was unique about Teveria glass? It's actually very interesting. So the Gemara said, Ela because Teveria Pasha, a simple Teverian glass. My time, what's the reason? This is incredible. Amra Baye, Shakala Olam Kulo, Machzik Lug, Osin Osamimana. They'll both say, in the rest of the world, the way glass working works is if you want to make a cup, a glass that holds a lug, you have to make it out of a mana of glass. Obviously, you want to make a glass of a lug, you have to use a much greater amount of glass. Shnei lugin, if you want to make a glass that holds two lugin. Osin also mimasayim. Kos Teveria. Teverian glass apparently was different. Kos Teveria pashat. Afilu machzik shnei lugin. Even if you want to make a large glass that holds two lugin, Osin osami mana. They would only make it from one mana of glass. So apparently, both say it was very, here, as Gemara says, the ID, so it was very, very thin. The glass itself was very thin, probably very fragile, but it was a very thin glass. Why is that important for us? Va'aydi dekalish yada beitfei. So we'll say, remember again, interestingly enough, apparently the way you were looking at this wine was in the glass, which makes sense, because I will say, remember again, if you can imagine, if you're holding up this wine against the batika cloth, so looking at the wine inside, from the top of the glass and the batika cloth, they're not side by side. The pashas, what you would do is, you would put the batika cloth and the bottom of the glass side by side. That you could look at side by side. The concern was that the glass itself can what? Can distort the coloration. So dafkut has to be in a cup of Tavarian glass. A Tavarian glass, very thin, doesn't distort. Beautiful. Hajin alach kalayat. I will say mazel tov. Veiter. Hamapeles chaticha. So I will say if a woman, so I will say now we're going to talk a little bit about tumas leida. So hamapeles chaticha, a woman see, we use the lashon of mapelsi miscarry, but I just want to point out, really we should use the word expel, because I will say miscarry always has a connotation that what? That there was a pregnancy. Right? And that there was some type of birth. We're going to see, we're dealing with cases now where she expels something from her body, but lav dafka, that it was a pregnancy. So the Gemara says, so for example, amapelas chaticha, if a woman expels a chaticha, so chaticha is some piece of flesh from her body. So the Gemara says, im yeshima dam tmeya. If there's blood that accompanies the chaticha, then she is tmeya. And Rashi points out over here, tmeya because of what? Mishum nida. So this is not a leida case of Rabbi Bosei. So this is, she's expelling some piece of flesh. Ultimately, again, so if there's dam with it, then she's tamei nida. V'im laf, but ultimately, again, if halacha l'maisa, so she expels the piece of flesh and there's no accompanying blood, tahora. Rashi says over here, v'im laf tahora, the laf leida hi, the leida hav yobalo dam nami tamei dechsiv kimei nidast v'osatet mar. Also, we're going to discuss this, what the Gemara calls a leida yaveshta, a dry birth. No blood. So we'll say, a lady of Eshta is still going to be Tumea Tumas Leda. So what we're talking about over here, this is a Nida case. She's expelling some type of piece of flesh. Tanakama says, if there's blood with it, then she's a Nida. If there's not blood with it, then she's a Torah. Rabbi Huda says, Benkach u Benkach Tumea. Rabbi Huda says, either way, ultimately, again, she is Tumea. We'll discuss why that is. So Rabbi Huda understands that the expelling of a piece of flesh in and of itself makes her tamei tumas nida. Hamapelis kamin klipa. Both say if a woman expels something looks like a klipa, looks like a shell or a shell or a peel. Kamin sara, something looks like hair. Kamin afar, like dirt. Kamin yavchushin. Both say yavchushin like some type of gnats or insects. So adumin, if halacha lamaisa, what she is expelling is red. Tati lamayim, she should put it in water. Imnamochu, if it dissolves, tamei. So what's that? So the ideal here is if it dissolves in water, then really what it is blood. It's blood. It's just blood that has some type of different form. Rashi says, Mishum nida de damhu. Ve'im lav, but ultimately again, if it doesn't dissolve, then what? Tahora. Then she's Torah because it's just, I don't know what it is, but it's just, it's something else. It's not dam. So the Gemara says next, Ha'apelis kimin dogim chagovim shkatzim v'ramosim. We'll say if a woman miscarries something, but it doesn't have the appearance of a person. Instead, it has the appearance of some type of dogim, of fish, chagavim, grasshopper, shkatzim, v'ramosim. What's talacha? Im yeshi mohem dam tmeya. If there is blood that accompanies it, ultimately she's tmeya. We'll say tmeya because of what? Nida. Remember again, if something resembles dogim, chagavim, shkatzim, v'ramosim, that's not a leida. That's not a birth. So therefore, again, this reverts back to the initial halacha in the Mishnah, which is anytime a woman expels some type of flesh, if there's blood with it, she's tamei nida. If there's ve'im lav, if there's not blood with it, then tahora. But yet, hamapeles min behema chayo va'uf. What if a woman miscarries, and what she miscarries has the appearance of a behema, a chayo, an oaf, bein tamein, bein tahorin. Whether it's the type of animal that is kosher or not kosher, so we'll say that is considered a birth. And therefore, im zocher, teishev l'zocher, if the birth is male, then ultimately, again, she observes the yemei tuman tara for a male, v'im nekeva, teishev l'nekeva. And if it's a female, she observes the yemei tara and tuma for a female, v'im ein yadua, and if she does not know, teishev l'zocher, ule v'nekeva, divrei meir. So we'll say that lashon of means l'chumra, Rashi says. So we'll say what that means essentially is as follows. Remember again, we'll see in the Gemara, but Rashi says l'chumri meituma de nekeva shvu'ayim v'meitor kalim l'sof arba'im yom. She would observe the meituma of a girl, which means again for 2 weeks, but the Yimei Tohar of a, that's the Chumra, but the Yimei Tohar of a Zohar, which would be only until the end of 40 days. So we give her the Chumras of both the Zohar and the Nekeva. Dira Meir, the Chum say, Kol She'in Bo Mitzuras Adam Ein Ovlad. The Chum say, if it does not look like a human baby, then Halacha L'maisa, it is not a birth. Now again, I'll say, it could be, might be still an issue of Nida, but it will not be an issue of Leda. So says the Gemara. We'll say incredible. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo timei Rabbi Yehuda ela bechaticha shel arba'as minei damim. So we'll say now, let's analyze this. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishmuel as follows. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said that what? If a woman expels a piece of flesh, even if there is no dam, even if there's no accompanying blood, halacha lemaisa, she is tmeya tumas nida. Tmeya tumas nida. We're now qualifying the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel says Rabbi Yehuda only said that when el bechaticha sha'arba'as minidam. We'll say chaf aleph amud aleph, second wide line. Rabbi Yehuda only said that with a chaticha, with a piece of flesh that is one of the problematic four colors. Aval shar minidamim. Ultimately, again, but any other type of color, tahora. So we'll say even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. So we'll say it's only problematic if the piece of flesh that comes out is one of the problematic colors. But if it's a different color, then halacha l'maisa she is tahora. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Shelar ba minei dam divrei kol tmeya. Everyone agrees that what if the piece of flesh is of one of the four problematic colors, that she's certainly going to be tmeya. Shall shar minei damim, even without what? We'll say even without what? Even without blood, right? So again, Rabbi Yochanan is coming along and saying that if the piece of flesh that she expelled is one of the four problematic colors, everyone will agree that even in the absence of actual, we'll call it liquid blood, halacha lemaisa, she's tmeya. Shall shar minei damim divrei hakol tahora. Similarly, if the piece of flesh is any other color, everyone will agree that she's tahora. So what's the machlokes? Here we go. Lo nechluku ela shepila ve'ene yoda'as mahepila. The machlokes, I will say, beware, where she expels something and she doesn't know what she expelled. Rabbi Yehuda savra zilbasa rav chatichos. Rav chatichos shamini arbaz damim havyon. So Rabbi Yehuda will say, in the absence of definitive knowledge, we'll go after the rov. What does the rov say? The rov says that the majority of chatichos that a woman expels are of a problematic coloration. And therefore, again, halacha lemaisa shall be tmeya. Rabbanan savri lo amrina rov chatichos sha'arba as minei damim. The Rabbanan on the other hand say, no, there's no such rov. There's no such rov like that. And therefore, in the absence of knowing what she expelled, she'll be tahora. Ini, is this so? Vahaki asra boshia min arda. When Rabbi Oshia came from Narda, he brought a teaching, right? He brought a ruling in his hand. What was the ruling? Hamapeles chaticha aduma shechora yiroka ulavana. We'll say if a woman expels a piece of flesh, right, and it's either aduma shechora, it's red, or it's black, or it's yellow, or it's white, im yesh ima dam tmeya. If it has blood with it, then she's tmeya nida. Ve'imlav, but if there's no accompanying blood, then she is tahora. Rabbi Yehuda says benkach u'benkach tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda says no matter what, she's tmeya. So we'll say again. Remember, this is problematic. Kasha l'Shmuel b'chada ol Rabbi Yochanan b'tarti. According to Shmuel, this bryce opposes one problem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, opposes two. L'Shmuel b'chada. So we'll say the problem for Shmuel is as follows: the Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel said lo timei Rabbi Yehuda ela bechaticha shabas minei damim. Remember again, we'll say Shmuel's interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah was what? Then Rabbi Yehuda says that if a woman expels a piece of flesh, that she's tmeya to masnida even without dam. Shmuel defined that as being a case of what, where the piece of flesh is one of the problematic colors. The problem is, what did the Braisa just say? V'hakatani yiroka ulavana. Yet it said that yiroka, the Braisa's case included a piece of flesh that is yellow or a piece of flesh that is white, and Rabbi Huda said that it's tame as well. V'chitema ki palik Rabbi Huda adumo shchor v'ayiroka ulavana lo. Maybe you'll say that Rabbi Huda was only arguing on the case of red and black, but not on the case of yellow and white, to which the Gemara says lo. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Aduma Shkor Araikra Levana lo. Ella, Yiroka Ulevana Laman Katani lo. So if that's the case, then why did the Rice even bother to bring up the case of a green or a white piece of flesh? Ilema the Rabbanon. If you want to say it's according to the Rabbanon, I don't need that. Why? Hashta Aduma Shkor Metari Rabbanon. Yiroka Levana Yibari. We'll say, if the rabbis already say, if the Rabbanon say, that if she expels a piece of flesh that is red or black, that's tahar. You know, again, those are problematic colors. It goes without saying that a piece of flesh that what? That is green or white will be tahar as well. Elalav l'Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, it must be that it was being stated according to Rabbi Yehuda. Upalig. And Rabbi Yehuda is still arguing, which sounds like Rabbi said that what? That Rabbi Yehuda will say that even a piece of flesh that is green or is white will be problematic als hilchos nida, even without blood. So we'll say, so that's the contradiction on Shmuel. Just so we're all on the same page. So remember again, we have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah started out with the case of Hampalas Chaticha. If a woman expels a piece of flesh, the Tanakama said, if there is accompanying blood, then what? Tameya, right? She's a nida. But if there's no blood, just a piece of flesh, she's tahora. Rabbi Huda came along and said, no, even if there's no blood, she's still tameya. We now have a machlokis as to how to interpret Rabbi Huda. Shmuel said that Rabbi Huda says that the piece of flesh is only tamei when it's of the four problematic colors. But if the piece of flesh is another color, then even Rabbi Huda would agree that it's tahor. Problem now is what? We have a braisa that says that even green and white, Rabbi Huda is saying halacha lemaisa is problematic. So what do we do with that? So the Gemara goes weiter. Vesu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, Damer shall arbas mi adam dira kol tmeya, hakatani aduma ushchora upagir upligir abanon. Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, remember, Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, Rabbi Yochanan, was what? Rabbi Yochanan said that if the piece of flesh is one of the four problematic colors, everyone agrees that she's tmeya tumas nida even in the absence of blood. Everyone agrees that if it's a color, ultimately, again, if it's a different color other than the four, everyone would agree that what? She's tahora. What's the point of contention between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah? Is if she expels something, but she doesn't know what she expelled. Rabbi Huda will say, we go after the Rov. Rov chatichos are of a problematic color. Rabbanan do not subscribe to that Rov. Rov, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tamer shal arba min adam divrei kol tmeya, hakatani adumu shchoro pligi Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation is also being challenged. Why? Rabbi Yochanan said, everyone agrees in a case of a piece of flesh that is one of the four colors, everyone agrees that it is tamei. Yet in the Braisa, the Rabbanan are saying that it's tar. So maybe you'll say the Rabbanon are only arguing on the case of the white and green. But in the case of red and black, they would agree that it's problematic. Then why are you even bringing up the case of red and black? If you want to say it's Rabbi Huda, if Rabbi Huda holds that green and white are tamei, then certainly red and black are tamei. Ela lav Rabbanon. Rather, must he say it according to Rabbanan, upligi. And ultimately, again, they're arguing. So we'll say, so what is the point of contention? This is incredible. This is incredible. So what we're going to get here to perhaps one of the most, well, not one of the most, but an incredibly yesodistic machlok, yes? The primary place for this is actually tomorrow's daf, but the Gemara is introducing it here. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, be'efshar l'psichas hakever below dam kamiflagi. Rabbi said the shaila is there such a thing as an opening up of the uterus without a discharge of blood? Rabbi said, so you sold this thick machlokes, that at the end of the day, if the uterus is open, do we assume that every time the uterus is open, ultimately there's a discharge, even if we don't see anything? We assume that there was a discharge, or no, is it possible for the uterus to be opened even without a discharge of blood? That is the fundamental machlokes over here. We'll say, by the way, this has incredible contemporary applications as well. If a woman undergoes a procedure, and the procedure requires some type of insertion of instruments right through the cervix into the uterus, there's some type of dilation. This also has ramifications in terms of hilchos nida by childbirth. Right? At what point in time in childbirth does a woman become a nida? If you hold that the EF shel psichas kever below dam, as soon as the uterus is open, there's blood that comes out, That could very well mean that as soon as a woman is a certain amount dilated, even halacha lemaisa, before there's any show of blood, she still might be a nida. That's the machlokas over here. See, here we go. And I will say the machlokas ultimately again. So look at Rashi just a moment. Psichas hakever rechem below dam leida dam leida hilchach lirabanan kileka dam tahora. Here we have it. Do you want to know what the machlokes is? Incredible. The machlokes between Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanon is, do we say that every time the uterus is open, there's automatically a discharge of blood or not? Rabbi Huda says yes. Yes. Rabbi Huda says, as soon as the uterus is open, there is a discharge of blood. Even if you don't see it, and even if the piece of flesh, we're assuming this piece of flesh is being discharged from the uterus, even halacha lemaaseh, if you don't see the blood, and even if the piece of flesh itself is of a non-problematic color, we assume there was blood, and therefore she's an ida. The Rabbanan say, "Efshar lepsichas kevelodam." Not true. Not every time the uterus opens is there automatically uterine blood that exits the body, or that exits the uterus, I should say. Therefore, the Rabbanan hold that halacha lemaaseh, if she expels a piece of flesh and there's no accompanying blood, she is absolutely tahora. That's the fundamental machlokes. Or book dahani danai. So we'll say it's the following machlokes. We actually saw this case before. Kashta shnayim. So we'll say if a woman is, so the case over here is that she's in labor. So we'll say, now interestingly enough, she's in labor. Rashi points out, again, we'll see the details of this case as well. Besoch yir alef yom shebei nida lenida. So we'll say, remember again, we've spoken about this before, that on a biblical level, the nida period of time lasts for 7 days. The 11 days after she's a nida are the period of zivos, which means if she sees blood during that time, we don't consider that as nida blood, but rather, again, that is ziva blood. So the key is over here, she goes into active labor during those 11 days. So what happens? Kashta, so she's having difficulty in labor and she's bleeding as a result, and she gives birth. Ulishlishi hipila. The third day, nebach, she miscarries. Ve'ini odas ma'hipila. But she doesn't know what she miscarried. Did she miscarry a birth? Did she miscarry a fetus? Or did she miscarry something else? Rashi says, so here's what I know. I know she bled on 2 days. I know that on the third day she expelled something. But she doesn't know if what she... One thing is clear, which is obviously she didn't have a living child. So the shaila is, did she miscarry, you know, some type of aborted fetus, or did she go ahead and miscarry something that doesn't even have the halachic classification of a birth? So what's the halacha? Harezu safek leida safek ziva. So what's the Gemara says? This is a case of safek leida safek ziva. We're not sure, right? Is she a zava? Rosh, remember again, if what she expelled is not a birth, the Rosh say, then what is she? She's a zava. Right, she's bled on 3 days. But halacha lemaaseh, if she gave birth, then she's a yolades. So we don't know what she is. So what does she do? Mevia carbon ve'inonecha. So what's it? She brings a carbon out of safek, a carbon leida from safek, but it's not consumed. It's not consumed because we don't know her definitive status. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Mevia carbon ve'inonecha. Rabbi Yeshua says no. She brings a carbon and it's consumed. Why? She afshar lepsichas akever below dam. Because halacha lemaaseh, Rabbi Yeshua holds, once the uterus is open, halacha lemaaseh, there was dam. There was dam. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, she can bring the carbon and it's consumed. Lishnachrina, another version of it. We're going to see that case in greater detail. Lishnachrina, another version of this exchange. Lishnachrina, Amrile, Amrav Yudav Shmuel. Lo time Rabbi Huda. This is now a different version of Shmuel's interpretation of Rabbi Huda. Lo time Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah. Lo time Rabbi Huda, Ella, Bechaticha Sharba Minei Damim. Rabbi Huda only said, Rabbosai, in the Mishnah, that if she expels a piece of flesh, even without blood, that halacha lemaisa, she is tamei nida, only in what case? In a case of a chaticha that was of one of the four problematic colors. Aval shel shar minei damim. I will say halacha lemaisa, if the chaticha was of a different color, not one of the four, ultimately, again, tahora. she is tahora. So we'll say, so this is a different, remember again, Rabbi, so this is a different interpretation. Ini, is this so? Vahakyas, Rabbi Oshem in Arda. So we'll say, so now remember, this Ike de Amri, or this Lishna Achrina, is now kind of going to go through the whole conversation we just had on Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, is that true? That Rabbi Huda is only Metamei. A Chaticha, that's one of the four problematic colors. But if the Chaticha is a different color, then he's not Metamei. Vahakyas, Rabbi Oshem in Arda. When Rabbi Oshem came from Narda, Asav Aisimas Nisam Biyadei, he brought with him a ruling. What was the ruling? Hamapeles Chaticha Aduma Shechori Roko Levana. If a woman miscarries, if a woman expels a Chaticha, whether it's red, black, green, or white, Im Yesh Ima Dam Tmeya. If there's blood together with the Chaticha, she's Tmeya. Vim Lav Tahora. But if not, she'll be Tahora. Rabbi Huda says, no, Ben Kach U Ben Kach Tmeya. Right? Whether there's blood, whether there's not blood, she's Tmeya. So also you see in this version that what? Rabbi Huda is saying that even a Chaticha that is green or white is problematic. To which the Gemara says, Katani Adumo Shchora, Yirako Levano, Plig Rabbi Huda. So again, you're linking together all the different colors, and Rabbi Huda is still arguing and saying that they're all Tamei. V'chi Tema Ki Palag Rabbi Huda Adumo Shchora. Maybe you say, when does Rabbi Huda disagree in the case of red or black? Ava Yirako Levano, lo. But in the case of Yirako Levano, ultimately, again, he will agree that Halacha Lamaisa, it is Tahar. The Gemara says, "Eli Yiroko Ulavana Man Katanila." So, say if that's the case, why does the Brice even feel the need to include the case of green and white? Ilim al Rabbanon. If you want to say it's according to the Rabbanon, Hashta Aduma Ushechora Kamitai Rabbanon. We'll say if it's for the Rabbanon, and if the Rabbanon already mitar in the case of where the piece of flesh is red or black, Yiroko Ulavana Miboy. Do we even have to state the case of Yiroko and Lavana? I love Rabbi Huda, right? It must be Rabbi Huda, Upalik, and ultimately, again, Rabbi Huda is disagreeing and saying, even in a case of a piece of flesh that is green or white, even if there is no dam, Rabbi Huda will say that she is Temeo. What's the svara there? Ella Am Rabbi Huda, Be'ef Shalap Psichas Akever, actually changes it to Rabbi Yochanan. Ella Am Rabbi Yochanan, Be'ef Shalap Psichas Akever below dam kamiflagi. Oh, the machlokus itin the Rabbanon, ultimately in Rabbi Huda, is whether or not there can be an opening of the uterus without a discharge of blood. And just to repeat what we just said. Woman is in childbirth or active labor for 2 days, and on the third day, she gives birth. First wide line, chaf aleph amud beis. But she doesn't know what she expelled. Harezu safek leida, safek ziva, mevia karban ve'necha. What's what we just read before? Rabbi Yeshua says, no, mevia karban ve'necha. Why? Lefishi yersha lepsichas akever below dam. So therefore, again, in this Lishna Achrina, the Machlokis still comes out to be the same. So it turns out that the Machlokis in Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan and Mishnah Bosai is a Yesodistic Machlokis, not just simply about the status of a piece of flesh, but rather, again, we assume the piece of flesh comes from where? Comes from the uterus. For the uterus to expel that piece of flesh, the uterus had to have opened, the cervix has to have opened, to come out. So the shaila is, what happens when the uterus opens? Rabbi Huda says, "E'ef shel psich sekher b'lo dam," which means that whenever the uterus opens, ultimately, again, halacha lemaisa, there's a discharge of blood. Whether you see the blood, whether you don't see the blood, what it doesn't make a difference even what color the piece of flesh is. Halacha lemaisa, if the uterus is open, there's a discharge of blood. The Rabbanan say, no, after the psiach esker below dam, not necessarily true. And therefore, Allah Chalamaisa, the only time that she will be Temeo is ultimately when, is if this piece of flesh is accompanied by blood. But if it's just a solid piece of flesh and there's no accompanying blood, then Allah Chalamaisa, she is going to be Tehora. We'll say, how we paskin, we're going to see. So, Tan Rabbanah, we'll say, the Gemara goes on. We're on Chaf Aleph from the base, third wide line. Hamapeles Chaticha. We'll say, if a woman miscarries a Chaticha. Sumchus Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir Vechin Hayer Bishum Menasi Omer Kidvarav Kora. So now we're advancing other braises about what to do with Mapalas Chaticha that are different than our Mishnah. So what should she do? She should take the piece of flesh, Kora, and ultimately again cut it open. Im Yesh Dam Besocha, if there is blood inside of the piece of flesh, Tmeya, then ultimately again she will be Tmeya. Ve'im lav, but ultimately, if there's no blood inside the flesh, Tahora. So we'll say, so this is now a new approach. So this new approach says that even if the Chaticha was not accompanied by a flow of blood, open up the Chaticha. If there's blood in it, then she's Tameya. If there's no blood in it, then she's Tahora. to which the Gemara says Kirabanon. So we'll say this opinion kind of resembles the Rabbanon, va'adifa midrabbanon. But ultimately, again, it's more chamer than the Rabbanon. How so? Kirabanon da'amri efshel psichas akera below down. So we'll say, so first of all, this opinion holds like the Rabbanon, namely, that you can have an opening of the uterus without blood. So it is possible, we'll say, that ultimately, again, this piece of flesh does not render her a nida. That is possible. However, va'adifa, but it's more chamer than the Rabbanon. Why? The Rabbanon's midrabbanon, the inhu savri, ima in besocha lo. Rabbo said the sheet of the Rabbanon is that if a woman expels a chaticha, the only time it is tamei is when if the blood is on the outside accompanying the chaticha. But here this opinion holds that even if the blood is on the inside, it shall also be tamei. Okay, good. V'sumcha savrafilu besocha. Tanya, the Rabbo said another brisa. Hamapeles chaticha. A woman expels a piece of flesh. Rabbi Acha says, Kora, she again opens it, she cuts it open. Im tocha ma'adim t'meya, ve'im lav tahora. So we'll say, here comes along Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha says something even more chamer. Rabbi Acha says she opens up the piece of flesh. If the piece of flesh is red on the inside, then ultimately again, Rabbi Acha says, now red means what? It has a reddish color, but what? But what? There's no tangible liquid blood. Right? There's no blood there. It's red, she's t'meya. But if it's not red, ultimately, again, shall be tahora. To which the Gemara says, this opinion is like Sumchus and even more chamer than Sumchus. Because Sumchus said that what? Sumchus said, even if there's no blood on the outside, but there's blood on the inside, she's tamea. This opinion is even more chamer. Because this opinion says, what Rabosai? Says what? Even if there's no actual blood, but what? Red. The inside is red. Halacha lemaisa, she's going to be tamea. Next. Tanya Ilach, another braisa. Hamapeles chaticha. So let's remember again, we'll see why this is relevant just a little bit. A woman expels a piece of flesh. Rabbi Yamin says, Korah, she cuts it open. Im yesh ba'etzem, if there is a bone inside of that piece of flesh, so tmeya leida, the presence of a bone indicates that what Rabbi saying, that this was actually some formation of a fetus. Therefore, again, she is tmeya leida. Amrav chista, ubechaticha levana. But I will say, in this case, that's only true if what? If ultimately, again, the piece of flesh was white. Because then it's an indication that ultimately, again, it's the formation of a fetus. Dechin ki asa zuga demin chadyab. So I'll say, when there was a group of rabbis, a pair of rabbis who came from the village of Chadyab, that was a place. Rashi's me'osama chadyab. Asa va'aisim masnisa biyadei. They came and they brought a mishnah, they brought a ruling with them. Hamapeles chaticha levana. If a woman expels a piece of white flesh, im yesh kora, she cuts it open. Im yesh ba'etzem, if there's a bone inside of it, imo tamea. Ultimately, again, the mother is tamei tumasle. The presence of a bone indicates what? Indicates that this is the formation of a fetus. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah Mishnah Ma'achai. Rabbi Yochanan is the name of Rashbi. Hamapeles chaticha. If a woman expels ultimately a chaticha kora, she cuts it open. Im yesh ba dam agur tmeya. We'll say now another shita. If there's, we'll say dam agur. Agur literally means stored, which means that there is dam, Rashi is dam harbe. If there is a lot of blood inside of the chaticha, then she's tmeya. Ve'im lav, but ultimately, again, if not, tahora. Ultimately, she's tar. Kesumchos ukios mikulos. We'll say, this is like sumchos how? Because sumchos was the first one who introduced us to the concept that even if there's not a flow of blood with the chaticha, but there's blood inside the chaticha, that she's tamea. But this is more kal, right? This is more lenient than Simchas. Why? Because according to Simchas, Rabbi was saying, any amount of blood inside of the chaticha renders her tamea. According to this approach, there has to be a significant amount of blood to render her tamea. We'll say next. So we'll say, this is actually a fascinating case. Haroe dam bishfoferes mahu. They will say, what happens? They will say, the case is going to sound incredibly strange, but you're going to see actually, the case is strange. They will say, but lamaisa, you're going to see why halacha lamaisa has such an incredible ramification, and why it's going to have contemporary ramifications as well. Let's say a woman sees dam through a shfoferes. So we'll say, what's the case here? So the case is where a tube is being inserted inside of the woman that ultimately enters into the cervix, and therefore when she bleeds from the uterus, the blood exits the body through a tube. So what's happening over here? What do we know for sure?
Blood.
That this is uterine blood, right? That I know. What's interesting about this is not passing through the body in a normative way, but rather, again, it's actually never coming in contact with the flesh. So it's not exiting through the vaginal canal. So it's exiting the body through a tube. So the Gemara says, what's the halacha if she sees blood, but the blood came out through a tube? Bivsara amrachmana, velo bishvafera. So we'll say the Torah speaks about dam bivsara, so in her flesh. So does that mean that the only time she's tamea is when the blood actually comes out through her flesh, through her body in a normal way? However, if it's coming out through a tube, even though that's uterine blood, that does not make her nida. Odilma, bivsara mi baile shemetame mi bifnim kibachutz. We'll say, or maybe Bivsara teaches us something else. What does Bivsara teach me? Bivsara teaches me, we've spoken about this, that a woman becomes Tamei Tumas Nida as soon as the blood leaves the uterus, even though what? It's still inside of her body. That's what Bivsara teaches me. To which the Gemara says, Amrele Bivsara Amrachmana Belo Bishvoferes. To which he answered, no, Bivsara teaches me that what? That Allah says a woman is only Tamei if the Dam Nida exits her body in a normal way, meaning through the flesh, through the vaginal canal leading out of the body. But halacha lemaisa, if there is a tube inserted into her, right, into the cervix, and the uterine blood is coming out through the tube, never coming in contact with her flesh, she is not tamei tumas nida. The Gemara says, amrachman v'lo b'shafaras di'i bivsara mi baile shematame mi bifni mi bachutz. Because it will say, if you thought that bivsara only taught you that she becomes Tamea as soon as the blood is dislodged from the uterus and it's inside of the body, Imke Neimakra, the Pasuk could have just said, Bisara. We'll say the Pasuk could have just said, Bisara, my Bivsara, Shmamina Tardis. We'll say, interestingly enough, the Lashon of Bivsara actually teaches me two halachas. Bivsara teaches me, number one, that she's metame mi bifnim ki mevachutz, that ultimately, again, as soon as the blood is dislodged from the uterus, even if it's still inside of the body, she is tamea. That's number one. But number two, it also teaches me that what? That in order for a woman to become tamei tumas nida, the blood has to flow out normally, which means that the uterine blood must have contact with the cervix, with the vaginal canal, and exit the body normally. If you do something to interrupt that process, for example, insert a tube into the cervix that the uterine blood is coming out without touching the body, halacha lemaisa, that is not uterine blood. So the Gemara says, is that true? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Mishama Yochai, ha'apeles chaticha kora, im yesh padam agar tmeya v'im lav tohora. The Rabbi said to the Gemara, but 1 second. You just said for Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon that what? If a woman expels a piece of flesh, what does she do? She cuts it open. If there's blood on the inside, then she's Tamea Tumas Nida. And if not, she's Torah. Then Rabbi said, what do you see from here? Now that's a case where what? So Rabbi said, it's actually interesting. Technically speaking, what's happening over here? The blood is not touching the vaginal canal, right? The blood is not touching the body. The blood is encased in a piece of flesh. And yet we're saying it's Tamea. So you see from here that blood need not touch the inside of the body in order for it to be Tamea. So someone says that's not a fair comparison. Haki hashta hasam darka shal isha liras dam bechaticha. Hacha in darka shal isha liras dam bishvoferes. Pirish Gemara says that's not really a fair comparison. It is the derech of a woman to see dam encased inside of a piece of flesh. It is not the derech of a woman to bleed through a tube. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, the blood inside of the piece of flesh is still considered to be normative. Therefore, she can become tamei tumas nida. But the tube itself is such an interruption of the normative process that halacha lemaisa, if she bleeds through the tube, she will not become tamei tumas nida. So we'll stop up here. We'll pick up with the Shvoferes case in Mirza Hashem tomorrow.